This year, we see new funding of $24.5 billion announced. This is pretty much in order to improve our lives and our well-being across our states. With the government continuing support over their many projects from last year, like the Western Sydney Airport and WestConnex, they've also committed $5 billion to Queensland, $7 billion to Victoria, and $3 billion to WA. The thing is, though, the majority of these are in marginal electorates, so they're definitely intensifying the debate that this is an election budget. The most significant investment, though, is this rail infrastructure that we're seeing. We're seeing $7.9 billion allocated towards rail projects, and this will include $5 billion for future Melbourne Airport Rail Link, the single biggest infrastructure commitment in this budget. We're also seeing an extra $1 billion developed into the Metronet in Perth and an extra $475 million to construct a new rail line in the Monash precinct in Melbourne. So with the average six-carriage train costing $15 million, I think we can expect to see around 50 new trains coming into this economy.
So it sounds like Christmas if you like building things.
Definitely. I'd say get your shovels out because you've got to dig, dig, dig.
Now, Treasurer Scott Morrison outlined that one of the five things that we have to do to strengthen the economy is keep Australians safe on the road. And this term, bust congestion, what exactly does this mean and what has he got planned?
Well, bus congestion is pretty much just make our trips to work a lot quicker and safer. So they're going to continue their plans from the last 10 years, and this is their $1 billion urban congestion fund. So in effect, they're pretty much having a successful, this has been successful in improving traffic flow and safety into urban areas. And this year they've committed $461 million to a new Bridgewater Bridge in Tasmania. There's also the Buntine Highway upgrade in the Northern Territory, which will ensure greater efficiency. And Nowra, just south of Wollongong, will also receive $130 million to increase of a four-lane highway to connect it to Southern Sydney. There's also the Saving Lives program with accidents costing Australia around $30 billion a year. The Roads to Recovery program will be upgraded by $50 million to construct and repair and upgrade our local roads and towns. The big part of this budget, though, when it comes to busing congestion, is the $3.5 billion for Roads of Strategic Importance initiative. Sorry, that's a bit of a tongue twister. The boosts of our regional economies will be there to aim to update our freight corridors for Australia for heavy vehicles, making it safer and very beneficial to regional Australia by connecting our major agricultural regional areas to cities and ports.
And there is a lot going on in regional Australia in this portfolio. Can you give us an overview of what to expect there?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, it's time to get out our high-vis and our hard hats when it comes to regional Australia, because this budget is committing to building a strong regional Australia. The success of the first round of Building a Better Regions Fund has seen over 250 regional projects and jobs, and they're committing $200 million over the next 4 years to improve tourism-related infrastructure in regional towns. There's also the decentralisation initiative, which is coming out, and they'll see jobs like the Department of the Prime Minister moving from Canberra to Toowoomba, or the Department of Infrastructure is going to move from Sydney to Dubbo and Melbourne to Wodonga. They're also committing to providing these jobs and infrastructure to regional Australia, and it's becoming a lot more unwavering, so we can expect to see further announcement in the coming days. The most important, though, is the remote airstrip upgrades, where they're committing over $28 million to ensure essential life-saving healthcare, fresh food, mail services, and employment and education opportunities.